Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
I'm Big Jay Oakerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
You can listen to full 2 hour long episodes of The Bonfire. 2 hours. That's a real commitment to us. Well, it's on SiriusXM or with the SXM app. It's easy. Just go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, The Bonfire with Big Jay Oakerson and Dan Soder.
The 32-year-old, Joey Logano, he's already built a Hall of Fame career. Today, he etches his name in stone as one of the few to capture multiple championships. Logano is a two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion.
Let me tell you right
Songs
now.
Songs of Champions.
We are a Joey Logano household. And when Papa Jake is happy, so are the babies. Your guy did it again.
He sure did.
I think it's you, dude.
It's like it's nothing to him.
Well, I think it's you.
You know, I think it's you. I'll tell you why. Because obviously I only know that name because of you. But the idea that like a guy won two of the all around things is like a pretty huge thing, right? Has a lot of people done that?
Very few.
Has Kyle Busch done it?
I think a handful of guys has. Kyle Busch has won two.
There you go. Isn't that his enemy?
Kyle Busch detests Joey Logano.
Yeah, so it's setting up a nice dude. This is it. It's 2-2.
Yeah.
Well, when Joey sees a challenge.
Oh, you got to go for your other boyfriend.
And there's so much going on today.
Jacob's just
right
soaking
back.
In dick. It's the Bonfire Series XM Faction Talk 103.
Bippin' and yappin', bippin' and boppin', bee-bop-a-doo-bop.
I'm Dan Soder. That's Big Jay Oakerson. You just
hanging out with our crew. Well, half of our crew just went outside to go accost Timothy Olyphant in the house.
Would you say they're justified?
I would. we just had a little confab with
a little trifecta meeting, a little tete-a-tete with one Conan O'Brien. I can't tell you, and I said this the second
I
walked in the studio.
Do you think he's a guy who remembers us both?
I don't know, but I'll tell you whatever that was.
It felt familiar.
Felt real.
But Jim said, I said, good to see you again. Nice. That was the move, dude.
I was just in awe. If you just saw me, I was just like, hi. Jay's right. I'm lucky I didn't call him Mr. O'Brien.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't call him Conan O'Brien fully.
Conan O'Brien. I almost went, that's Kurt mode.
Well,
but then I would have gone Lewis mode and called him Mr. O'Brien.
You called that his name at the end, which was still did read weird. It's not a problem. Not problematically, but it was that. It's like that,
nervous.
Like nervous, yeah.
Nervous,
so, because we were like, yeah, hopefully we're trying to get him for the pre-record tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'll come out Thursday. And that's in the can. So he was like, hey, hopefully we'll see. Dan's like, hopefully we'll see you tomorrow. He's like, yeah, man, if time works out, man, I'd love to. He goes, okay, thanks, Conan.
Yeah. It was that.
And I was already shaking my head as I walked in the door.
And like, I mean, we were talking about it before the show.
He
could have said anything and I would have agreed with it.
There's, by the way, 50 people I would do that same exact thing to.
I mean, Conan's my guy, though. We were talking about it last week.
Of course. No, I don't understand. I think it's awesome to meet Conan O'Brien. Listen, I did the Conan O'Brien stage shows, not that he was on.
Yeah, at
Comic-Con the 1 year. And, like, I was bummed that I didn't see him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I thought he was cool. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
it is awesome to talk to Conan O'Brien. But for some reason, like, he won't make me, like, jabber-jawed. When he started talking to me backstage at the show,
yeah,
I was kind of like, oh, this is real.
Yeah.
He's coming around and saying the thing. That's how I felt when Jimmy Fallon came by for the thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how you doing? Oh, hey, you having a good time?
Dude, you got a fucking good.
Did you try the cupcakes?
That's a good Fallon. You do a good casual Jimmy.
Never tried before. That was my first shot.
First shot impression.
Yeah,
buried it.
Jay Oakerson, genius.
Genius.
Yeah, Gnome's right.
I wouldn't want to be able to come back in because.
Right now, Timothy Oliphant walked out and Jacob.
His pants are being pulled off by Jacob in a hallway.
Jacob's screaming like a girl at a Bieber concert. It's just shrieks.
I felt it. I touched it.
I touched it. He just keeps calling him Deadwood. It's rude to call him Deadwood.
Oh, man. I hope he's not just taking pictures, Black Lou, and he's filming the interaction.
Yeah, you want to see the shaky hands? You want to see? Because if I would have been filmed with Mr. O'Brien.
That would have been fun. I wish we had that.
I probably...
Okay, thank you, Conan. I love you so much, Conan.
Look, can we have a catch later? Can we have a catch? You're always there for me.
It's making me feel great.
It's making me feel great.
Conan!
Play that again. Dude, that makes me laugh.
It's making me feel great about myself.
Dude, Nick Kroll has a new special on Netflix where that joke, he finally put that joke on a special about how cool you are with your dad being a dickhead and then your mom, whatever she does, annoys you.
Yeah. I saw that in the trailer thing of it.
I fucking love that joke. I saw him do it at a festival somewhere, and I was like, God damn it, that's a great bit.
She's like, you look nice tonight. He goes, why? So I don't look good other nights?
He's just a mom! He does it perfect.
He's fine. I didn't watch news. Is it great?
Yeah, it's funny.
New special, I didn't see it yet. I did see Ari Shaffir's Jew.
So did I. It's fucking great, dude.
I checked Thursday or Friday with like 1.5 full days out. It was already at 500,000, so I think it's over 1 million and stuff already, which is pretty fucking awesome.
I gotta finish it.
I'm so awesome.
I made it halfway through and I paused it. I honestly did Kroll for, like you said, it was funny. I watched like that bit and two other bits.
Yeah.
I did some shot. I watched a bad special that will remain nameless.
Go on.
I was all over the map. I was hopping around.
Is it on Netflix? Give me that.
Yes.
Who's new on Netflix? I guess they're thinking. Boppity bop.
Just go watch Ari Shaffir Jew on YouTube.
Yes.
I did watch it.
Yeah?
Awesome.
How did you feel watching it as a Jewish man?
It did hit a lot of, I thought he had a lot of, yeah, it resonated with me.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff, man.
Hell yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I mean, brilliant
special.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. Right? Is it an hour and a half when it's all
done? It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So good.
But you were saying when you first checked it out, it was like 500,000.
Just checked like on the views.
Yeah, now it's...
Stuff. Yeah, when I watched it that day, and it was 500,000.
I mean, you have the...
So that means it's, if he's on pace, which it is, I know all the podcasts he's done are coming out like as we speak, you know, like last week, this week, and like each one's like, it's great. So good. So impressive. Jacob, how did it just go with Deadwood? Mr. Deadwood.
Great. He was a super nice guy. Really cool.
Did you try to kiss him on the cheek?
I gushed like a little girl.
Yeah.
Did you make a
Tim Man?
Did you make
such
a happy noise?
A big fan of yours. Love
you said
Deadwood.
Tim Man?
No.
Tim.
No. I know you didn't call him Tim Man. I'm saying
No, I didn't.
Did you like Tim Man?
No, I didn't.
It's
you don't
you
know.
Do things.
I did say I love Deadwood. So I always
think
did you say sorry about the shirt? It goes, don't mind the shirt. It's my boyfriend's.
Sorry, Mr. Deadwood. I belong to Joey Logano.
There's so much going on today.
Do you remember the MTV
show?
Yeah,
you have a lot.
You're
getting all the feels. I'm sorry.
It's
all
right.
we did gloss over Joey's win.
Oh,
because I left the room. It's my fault.
Yeah, you're number one.
Yeah.
Not your side piece, Timothy Oliphant.
Who we're supposed to interview tomorrow. That will air Thursday.
Joey Logano.
Yeah.
It's a big day. Both of our crushes are on.
Yeah.
Are we both going to dress up?
Well, I'm dressed in what I'm going to dress. You're going to wear your Pennzoil jacket.
You should wear
fans.
You should wear one of the Pennzoil jackets.
No, I want you both to wear them because
mine's
I'm going to let
him out.
I got one upstairs for you.
Is that mine?
I got that.
It fits me, so maybe it'll fit you.
Is it yours? He sent you one.
No. It's not mine, but...
One of mine's or Dan's.
Right.
If Dan's in the storage, I think I gave you mine.
You each have a jacket.
Yeah, remember you put it over his shoulders when he was cold that night? You guys were walking home? Don't you remember that? From the sock hop?
Yeah, dude. Remember that? God, it was the first night we necked.
Yeah, dude. You remember? And then Jay told you he was going to do that dangerous drag race.
You told
and
me
then
never...
you were going to be out front with the scarf.
You told me you never necked with a boy before?
Yeah, don't you remember that?
Inspiration point? Is it really? It's all blurry?
Inspiration point.
You drank it all away?
Come on, dude.
Son of a bitch.
Not those memories. Don't lose those.
I wanted to tell you, because I don't want to waste anyone's time with a video or anything. I would like to know if DJ Lou, are you caught up on The Vow? Did you watch episode 3?
I did.
Okay. There was a scene. Well, not a scene. It's just a thing. So The Vow season 2 is NXIVM cult documentary.
Got it. They did it. How do you do a second season on a documentary?
It's happening. Well, it's because he's in jail. It's him going on trial. But now, why it's a great second season is as soon as that all those arrests happened and they started telling people who were more involved in the business side,
mm-hmm.
and then they were able to also like deprogram the people who he had like in the sex part of it.
Yeah. Wait, were there, and there were two different.
Well, there's just some people who weren't involved in the sex cult that
could
were
could you
definitely
imagine being in the cult and not getting the sex? How yeah, bad that
well,
sucks?
Well, it made sense. Like his business lady, Nancy Salzman, that's her name, right? That's like his right-hand lady.
Yeah.
She was all business stuff, but whatever they were doing, probably not much fault of hers, maybe though, there was like playing with money was the issue there.
Sure.
They got him on that,
I'm just
too.
Saying if it's down on the paperwork, on paper, if you're like, you're joining this cult, and then later you find out that there was sex, other people are all in these giant padded rooms banging around.
Crazy shit. And it's getting like darker and darker. But this season is them, they've flipped those people. So it seems like episode by episode, you're talking to somebody who in the first season was like still moving around with them and trying to hide them and all this kind of stuff. And now they're like, yeah, no, the guy fucking brainwashed me. He's a fucking piece of shit.
So that is interesting. I've never thought about documentary series being more than like, you know, being multiple seasons.
Yeah.
It's because there are people that are going to change from season 1 to season 2 that might have been like, or even if it was like a crime documentary that like might be witnesses that aren't witnesses. But yeah, with a cult, you're definitely.
Well, Dateline in 2020, a lot of times their stories start off with like new evidence emerges in the 20-year-old. So you know what I mean? It is that sort of thing. But this has been great so far. But Lou.
Really? Because that first season was one of the most over-bloated
things
better. I've ever
this
seen.
This is better.
Typical
I think the season's
HBO.
Been better.
Yeah, because they deal with the real events of what happens with the court and how everybody abandons this fucking guy.
Yeah, and the people also who don't still, because he got into a thing where I guess they actually did know like some techniques of stuff. He was like a smart guy and like in manipulation and, you know, some book smarts.
Yeah.
But they sort of figured out how to, dare I say, cure Tourette's. And it was such a weird mental game. I'll do it no justice explaining it, but it's essentially more like they'd stop their tics because they wanted to please them and not make it seem like they failed. It was very like, but it does sort of work.
Yeah.
Like these people got rid of their tics and with the diagnosed Tourette's.
So they stopped doing the.
Yep. But they, yes. So they were able to do some weird things. So some people are still like,
really
sex funny. Cult, schmex cult, dude. This guy's made me stop looking weird at parties.
I don't bark at the grocery store anymore.
Genuinely. They show the one when he first comes into the Blaze and he's like, faggot.
Yeah, like, and they're like, ah, oh, buddy. And then they just had these
that's
techniques.
That's the first, remember they had this subtitle that, faggot. This is when he first walks in, is what he says to them.
And then what do they do to him?
It's like this cognitive like therapy thing they do, and it's just like they get him. Listen, I'm sure it didn't work for everybody who they tried it on, but the guy
again,
the first guy,
the guy who did it, that it didn't work, and he's like,
that
cult fucking stuck. I'm that, yeah, man. They were a bunch of I couldn't even.
Well, you know what it was? They were trying to. He convinced them that like Tourette's is what they thought made them special, and it's like it's not. So like whatever it was, he just convinced them like basically to not do it.
Yeah, stop
so,
it.
Stop. Yeah,
no, I'll punch
essentially,
you.
Yeah.
It's like with hiccups, you know, and they're like, hiccup and I'll give you $100. I'm like,
but I guess the way they said the way they do it, though, when they stop ticking, like something else in their life is going to fall to pieces, and it sort of does happen. But because it's like a mental game.
Yeah.
Once they cure them of the Tourette's, then they start doing their cult shit on them and start controlling them.
Yeah, it's like, we got you.
Yeah. So remember when it was uncomfortable to go to movies your whole life?
Yeah, yes. If you're susceptible, exactly. Like if you're susceptible to curing your Tourette's, you're also susceptible to joining a sex cult.
Do you remember how you could ruin every time in an ice cream parlor just by walking in?
Hawk! Oh, shit.
Nazis are right. He's like, what?
Is there another place around here? Yeah. Is this a franchise?
Kill all the babies!
And do different Rita's water ice.
Can I try that Rocky Road?
Yeah!
Kill gays!
But, and the new newest episode, the thing that made me laugh, that Lou, I think when I remind you, you'll think it's funny again. This had me cackling last night by myself. he does an experiment with one of the girls, and it's kind of setting up she's going to talk next week. It's the daughter of his right-hand girl. Well, I definitely think he was fucking constantly. And
thought he was fucking the daughter?
He was fucking his partner's daughter for sure. That's
was he fucking his partner?
No.
She was the money lady.
She was involved. Nancy.
Nancy's daughter.
Salzman. Nancy's daughter, though. Is
Salsa?
Salzman.
Yeah.
Oh. She's who is about to talk next week.
I thought her daughter's name was Salsa.
They're loading up like how deep he had her in.
Yeah.
And he's conducting a class. Jacob, can you come here for a second? I kind of told you about this on the phone.
I know what you're going to do.
This makes me laugh so hard. So
we're filming it. So at the Bonfire SXM.
Yeah, Luke, Black Lou, come over here and film it so you can see what I'm talking about. He goes, all right, Laura, put your hands on my hands. He's like, and he goes, now try to, it's so weird because it seems so backwards. He goes, try to keep up with my hands and with what I'm doing. So, Jacob, try to do that, right? It's like, right?
It's ridiculous.
But the thing is, if I really want to, I can break away from Jacob. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then he goes, and the reason you're slipping up on that, he's telling her, is because you're not, you're thinking about it too much. You're not just like going with it. So he wants to prove how good he is at this. Not only is he not good at it, this is what he tries to look away from the whole situation. He goes, go, move your hands down, I'll just keep up with you. And he's like, I'm telling you, he starts throwing crazy, like when someone's trying to work one of those wooden.
Yeah.
And he's looking at the crowd, and he's like doing this. And then he just decks the girl in the face.
Do they have video?
Yeah, dude. It's so, if you want to bring it up, it's like, it's the last episode.
It looks like,
it's the last episode of The Vow on HBO Max. You'll see right where it's at. God,
like when Steven Seagal
it,
tosses people, you know, when Steven Seagal, like, I know he's doing a keto or whatever.
Yes, exactly. Like, he's trying to look. He's like, it's this simple if I do it. Yeah, and he's going way too hard for being a girl. He's not. There. What I think he was trying to do.
Go ahead and grab my shirt.
What he was trying to do.
That's Steven Seagal, the shit out of the microphone.
If you can see, I believe what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
Was not let her actually control where it goes. Like, he was going to go hard and control her hands.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's so good at, like, following her movement. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, pushing him in and
yeah,
moving
he was
going
to control it. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly what you just described. Yeah. And instead, he just was wacky. Like, dude, it's so crazy. And then he just belts her in the face. And that's a thing. He's like, you all right? You all right? She's like, Keith, it just needs like a minute. Like, yeah, he's like, he like rings her bell, and then she's like sitting down, and he's like that half embarrassed, but he just keeps going. He's like, so you see, like this way it works is you're letting him, are you okay? Are you going to be okay? And she's like, yeah, yeah.
Is this after they've been sleeping together or before?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Okay. Because that's as crazy as if he hits her, then he's like.
My guess would be after.
Do you want to get a drink sometime? Turning her on.
It never had to be that.
Do you remember when I fucking open palm slapped you? right there in front of everybody? Remember when I almost jammed your nose up into your brain?
It's never a will you fuck. He just has somebody else in the thing be like, all right, your next assignment for the sorority is like go get cum from Keith. Like it would be like, and they'd go,
I drew that one and not sweep the front porch.
Yeah, it was always like, go give Keith a blowjob.
Well, it's like a cult thing where you're like, arrange board game night. It's and then number one is like, suck Keith's ass.
It was always like, something like that. How did season I get this one? Season one was like more almost like pinpoint things. It would be like, go seduce him and like pleasure him, but he doesn't pleasure you at all. Or go let him pleasure you. It's like, go let him seduce him into letting him eat your pussy, basically.
Go let Dan
it's so
win it.
Weird.
Go let Keith win at Madden by 21. And he goes, I'm doing really good tonight. And she's like, yeah, you're doing great. You're definitely not leaving.
Dude, the same stupid. There's a documentary on Netflix now I just watched last night called Orgasms, Inc., The Story of One Taste.
Oh, okay.
And One Taste was a Nexium cult. Instead of selling like wellness, like your brain wellness, this is orgasm and everything's orgasm stuff, and it's basically a thing for dorks nerds and weirdos
yeah.
to go because they have an opportunity to just finger fuck and get jacked off by hot chicks.
Yeah.
But they have to join these like commune type thing. And it's all like, again, it's a pyramid system, same yeah. thing. Or who are you bringing in to get somebody else to take these like jerk off parties, essentially, is what you're going to. And the girl.
I mean, if you're the buddy of that before you know that it's a pyramid, where you're like,
it's all
your
girl.
Friend. Oh, it's all girls?
Well, no, it started off all girls, and it's a girl at the head of all of it. Former go-go dancer. Yeah, her. And she'll, by the way, puts her money where her mouth is. She'll go to these, because she knows it sells stuff, and she used to be a stripper.
So she'll go finger a bunch of girls and get them to join her cult?
That, not even finger the girl. She'll also get naked, hit there, and let like guys come up and like finger her and play with her pussy.
What's that greeting? You're like, how are you? You're about to finger her. She's just there naked, and you go, how you doing? Do you glove or no glove?
They
you
just,
all right?
They just
style, do you want the come here? Or do you want me to push it through the slot?
They changed names. They still operate this company, apparently, where they changed names, and she sold off her stake in it. And
damn.
She's like in hiding or something because they were really like, they were ripping people off.
Every time I watch this.
But it's always cult.
There's always people where I'm like, they would get me. They would get me. All they'd have to do is tell me something I'm doing wrong. And then be like, you're great. Besides this, and I'd be like, yeah, that's right. You're probably
I could
right.
have gotten this one, could have got me, but I definitely yeah. wouldn't have. But
yeah, this one specifically.
But once, but I would have never taken seriously like the Shanani Nunu, yeah. like fuck, like we're transferring energies. I'm just like, hey, when can I flick this chick's clit?
Yeah. I'm here to fucking goosh. So what are we doing here? Are we,
I'm here to get a little bawoosh on the old arm hairs.
I'm trying to get some stinky pinky and maybe get tugged on a little. You guys going to be doing these songs the whole time?
Hey, Teach, is there nerve endings in the butthole? I'll check.
Hey, guys, I'm wearing basketball shorts. No undies.
Knocking around.
Yeah.
it's fat guys and weird. Only one. There's one like super handsome like Latino kid
yeah.
who was in it, and like he was just, but by the way, so same thing, they do these shows, but then you're recruiting people to go around just like Keith Raniere, then give more speeches other yeah. places and put on these demonstrations.
I just got the assignment that I'm supposed to vacuum for Keith and make him a sandwich.
Buddy, this guy at work, this Hispanic kid,
yeah,
he goes, one day me and this girl were fighting about something, we were arguing about something at work. Like really arguing bad, and she got in the middle of us, the boss, and she goes, no, we're not going to do this right now. She goes, go have sex with each other right now, and don't come back until you do. So he goes, so we went in this other room and just had like weird sex, and then talked about it again. I'm like, what?
Dude, you coming back and going, the CFO made me fuck Jody from accounting because she exactly ate my macaroni happened. And cheese. Hey, Jody, I think you ate my mac and cheese I left in the fridge. And he's like, you guys go fuck in your cubicle.
Yeah.
He was fucking banging her.
Steve's finishing the last of the water and never replacing the water canister. He goes,
Suck
his dick.
did you jerk him off? You go, I'm married.
She goes, but did you
jerk him off? Yeah, also, we're playing each other in fantasy football this week. It just feels like it'd be weird if I jerked him off and then, you know.
You want to, you like this job? Go jerk off, Steve.
Go jerk him
off. Come back here, finish your report.
I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose the Jackson account, so I'm gonna do it. But I watched the documentary. I only watched the first two of the three episodes.
Sally Killer.
Yeah,
Sally Killer. Too.
Yeah, the female bodybuilder.
It's pretty good too.
She marries a bot. They're both Marines, bodybuilders that marry each other, and then she kills him because he's abusive. But I haven't watched the third episode, so I
they're both nuts.
Yeah. They're on steroids, but yeah. I thought of you when they were showing the kids talking about being at the competition.
You oiling people up and shit?
Me and you are, and I've just recently realized this, another bond we have is we both had to go to gay competitions. You had to go to a bodybuilder.
No, not really. I only saw bodybuilding because of my... Step
or you go to powerlifting.
We'd go to powerlifting contest.
Way cooler.
It was
never
pretty
mind.
Masculine.
Mine is opposite. Well, you're a land, I'm sea. But I would go watch Joe swim. But I was thinking about those
elements
kids.
Unite.
We are the centaur. Isn't that what?
Centurions.
Centurions, yeah. We need an heir. We need someone whose mom was a slutty flight
Ace
attendant.
McCloud. I remember heir's name.
Yeah.
Land was rock something.
He was green, though, so shout out. Oh, no, he was orange.
He was orange. Green.
Sea was green.
Sea was green.
Shout out.
The sky was blue.
Yeah, dude. Some of the coolest action figures of all time.
Fuck, they were good.
They were great. I had one of them.
You just keep buying new outfits to decorate them with.
Or kids at your fucking after school program would take the stuff that attaches to them. So then finally he'd just be a guy with a bunch of holes on him.
Oh, just holes.
Just a dude. And dude, when I lost the helmet, when I lost my guy's helmet, earth shattering day.
Yeah, you're like, that's it. He's naked to the world.
He's just a mustachioed man in a green holy
suit.
They
all had mustaches.
And
by the
way, they were only one specific size. So you couldn't pair him with another toy line.
Oh no, those ones. You couldn't pair him for another toy line, and you also couldn't use parts from a different Centurion on a different Centurion.
So then you just hold him for a couple years, and then he becomes a villain of the X-Men when you get into the X-Men action figure.
Yeah, that's it.
It's all about repackaging. It's redesign. You're thinking, you're moving, you're bobbing, you're weaving.
Yeah, but of Colts, Orgasm Man could have got me in. Yeah. I would have preached their bullshit, but I just don't think my mind would have gotten into. Like I said, I would have done whatever they wanted me to act like I was doing when the lady's like blowing fucking raspberries in my belly and saying that's like transference. That's what she does. It's wacky. It's
wacky. And you worked. You were a stripper. You're like doing that thing where you look down at her. You go, where did you work?
But just a girl.
Where'd you work, lucky ladies? Huh?
Dude, the demos are so weird though. Someone just going and laying in a boardroom. Or not a boardroom, but like a conference room at a hotel.
Yeah.
And just going up on this table, it goes, okay. And then it's like, sir, do you want to come over here and try? He goes, top right quadrant of the clit, stroke it. And they call it getting stroked.
Nice, dude.
And stroke masters.
Dude, they had
stroke to have masters
merch.
Are the guy. I would love to be a stroke master.
If they had merch, they would have paid for their own cult.
They do.
Did it say stroke master?
Oh, no. The thing was like orgasms or something.
Fuck.
You're an idiot if you have the term stroke master and you're not profiting off it for your
I'm a total stroke master.
Me, I'm a stroke master.
Because they want to make it
see. You want to see my paintbrushes? It's these two fingers or these two fingers. I'm a stroke.
What are you looking for? What are you looking for? An edger or a roller?
I'll fucking. We might want to put tape over the fucking corner.
You got any frog tape you want to put over your butthole? It's just about to get weird in here.
I'll pull it. It's going to look completely different.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non parliamo molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Hey, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
Nope. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled babbel.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Killer Sally was like, it's what you think
well,
it
finish
is.
It. Finish it before okay. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it later.
But yeah, this lady, I want to know what did they rebrand the company to? If it's still functioning, I might join.
What's it called? Black Blue, can you look that up?
Do they have to let me become a stroke lord or something?
The Orgasm Cult?
Stroke General?
What's their new business?
It was called One Taste.
One Taste?
Yeah, because...
Could they get you, Jacob?
It's from a quote of something.
I'm thinking about it.
It's from a quote of something, like something about the ocean having one taste, salt, like the entire ocean is one taste. And this is like, one. It's supposed to be like, oh, it's all about orgasmic. So it's like orgasmic conversations and forehead touching. And dude, it's so dumb.
The true story behind Netflix's Orgasm Inc.
The Orgasm Cult. And by the way, it was a cult because she would just tell her employees anytime they were arguing with somebody, like to fuck them. And they just did because they were like, she told me to, and like that's the thing, I guess. So they would just be like pin cushions for cock because
hey, yeah. Walking in the studio in his John Lennon shirt, I guess trying to get shot or something. It's
yeah, buddy.
From the YouTube smash success Jew the
sensation.
It's Ari Shaffir.
Thank you. I'm displacing a Jew to be here.
Yeah.
It's okay. How's Jacob's the press? High heaven today.
Yeah, Jacob's got Joey Logano won yesterday.
He
got
dude.
He got to meet Timothy Oliphant today.
I saw Blake Shelton out in the lobby.
Really? Jay and I were hanging out with Conan in the hallway earlier.
Conan the Barbarian?
Yes.
Yep.
Wait, Conan O'Brien?
Yeah.
Really? Damn. Well, you both know him, right?
No, I don't know him. I was giddy as a girl.
I dare you do.
Boom.
I mean, I've done it twice.
Oh, so you do know him.
But yeah. I don't know him.
You know him as well as we know him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You know more than I do.
Yeah, I did it twice. I'm just saying
I'm the loser.
I'm a super fan.
Damn it.
I did it once, but it was panel.
It was great.
So that's why I feel like he
was right when the show started.
I think he at least realized he knows me from somewhere.
Yeah, he
I don't know if he for sure knows that I was on panel. Yeah.
He did a
cool guy though.
When I did the second time I didn't like my set and I sat he like brought me over the couch and then like he said goodnight and he's like, how did you feel that went? And I went, I didn't like them and he was like, that crowd fucking sucked. And I just remember when he said that, I was like, oh man, Conan's cool, dude.
Yeah. I liked how he said it too. How'd you feel that went?
Yeah.
It's like, I know it didn't.
Yeah.
But I don't want to like ruin your dream.
Also filming another episode that they sandwiched in another guest. So it went two guests. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to go. And then they're like, oh, we're doing a guest from Thursday's show.
So tired.
To, like right now.
Yeah.
And so then they like brought her out, did the interview. Then Conan. So Conan had to change. Do the interview, change back, and they brought me. They should have just done
Lame,
me
just
before.
Keep it going, then change. Yeah.
But I was like, fuck.
Who was, when you've done late night, who was the coolest other guest that was there?
Good question. Jay, good question.
Chris D'Elia.
He was the other guest?
Him and Courtney Cox were the guest, my first Conan.
He was paneling?
Yeah. It was when Whitney came out.
Oh, right.
I had the guy who got a bat to the skull in Walking Dead.
Oh, Glenn.
Yeah, that's pretty
And cool. I had the brothers, the one of which was on the league.
The
Duplass brothers. They reached out afterwards. They're like, hey, that was really funny.
Oh, that's awesome. Great.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Oh, I had, yeah, who'd you have?
Who was it, Jay?
Andy Samberg was the other person on the one.
I liked him before that Corona commercial with Snoop came out.
Yeah.
A little lame.
It's really ruined. Sure. It really ruined how I feel about him.
Both of them, really.
He's just aging. Well, I mean, have you felt that great about Snoop? I mean, overall. I mean, what I find interesting, what I love about Snoop Dogg is that he is this. They put him in the most mainstream of mainstream media things.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also, like, when they set him loose on a thing like the Jake Paul fight or whatever, yeah. I mean, he's yelling the N-word. I mean, he doesn't break the way
he's
he
just
talks.
Snoop. Yeah.
He is. But they can just, like, they can put him up on strings, yeah, like, yeah. Make him do his thing.
So, like, Snoop's Del Corona, he's like, oh, I can put this blunt out for 5 minutes.
Jacob's got a whole thing about the, and you're right, who else is the other person? It's Kevin Hart, The Rock,
what?
And Snoop Dogg are advertise everything.
Yeah, Snoop has never been like, I don't want to put my name on that. He's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, from porn, porn, comedy series.
Big Snoop Dogg working with Halliburton.
Yeah.
I got the best. I'm killing people in Omar. Middle East, better look out. You got that new Snoop drone.
We're going to take your dizzle for shizzle.
Oh, murder was the case that they gave me when I killed a bunch of people in Saudi Arabia. I got, Big Snoop working with government contractors.
We were talking about a documentary I watched about an orgasm cult. This lady.
Orgasm cult?
Yeah, this lady.
I'm against it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do the opposite.
Yep.
You edge, but great. Then no release.
So like, I'm close. I'm close, and I just tweak their labia, and I get out of there.
Great marketing. It's called orgasmic meditation.
Okay.
They call it, so it's OM. So they call it that. They go, when you have to go OM, which is a great term for flicking bean.
I'm gonna go OM.
Yeah.
Go, I'm gonna go OM.
On my
and that's what they say. And they go, when you OM, you release this and that and the blah 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 and OMing, and they had merch says I love I OM, but it's I heart M.
Here's the thing. Here's my question about their omen. What are they omen to? Is it like some of these people, you know?
No. First of all, you don't have to tense OM. It's always going to be OM.
The Omen.
It's like deer.
It sounds like a horror. It is a horror movie. The Omen. And it's just a bunch of women orgasming at the same time.
Oh, no. Oh, flicking fucking bean.
The Omen.
Yeah.
I wish there was a picture list that we could put out of the people, of the guys.
Disgusting.
In this thing, because yes, exactly. Guys,
what's it on Netflix?
Yeah, they're like, we can never.
Do you want to bring it up?
No, but they're like, we can never. They're like, you know, it's like I wasn't very good with women, and they came in there and they showed me like, oh, it's just because of this. And, by the way, what hit me about it? Why I could be lured into it?
Yeah,
the girl who took my virginity before she got into me and was like upset when I dated a girl afterwards.
This was who the dad was a skinhead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, from the story I told on your thing, Ari. That girl, the
cool
guy.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated dad.
She's a lady. Whoa.
We were hooking up under the guise that she was like, oh, you're awesome, she would tell me. Like, you just don't have any confidence. Like, you need some self-confidence.
Dude, and, that's like an 80s teenage movie.
Absolutely. She was 20. Yeah, she was 22.
Where, like,
17.
She pulled up
great.
In, like, the red Cadillac with the sunglasses, and she's like, I'm going to make that boy cool by the end of the summer. And Jay was pushing on a lawnmower, wiping sweat off.
Going to make you a man, assemble Jay.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's just you fucking her all summer. And he's like, sometimes you can turn cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Can't Buy Me Love, dude.
Yeah, dude, that really
was.
When
I got shades?
Yeah, it was. You live Can't Buy Me Love.
And then my nerd friends go, hey, Jay. And I come over and I lift my sunglasses from behind my ear, like,
Can you get into African dance?
I lost to her, I really was.
And then I got back to it and realized, and still, somehow the girl comes back.
So she was the whole time being like, I'm giving you confidence right now.
She enjoyed fucking, because, like, we did it a bunch.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, and, like, upon her, like, let's hang out kind of thing, you know, too.
Sure.
And I said, and when I was like, hey, great news. I got confidence in this girl. Me and this girl started hooking up. She's like, what? I thought we were seeing each other.
And you're like,
by the
you
way,
were
I
fucking
by the
me
way,
to make me cool, right?
I totally
it's a weird thing
would
to tell
have.
A woman.
I totally would have.
Yeah, what, dated
way.
Her?
Of course.
Yeah.
I would have been thrilled to. She was just doing like a friend. No, I'm like, no, just like, I'm like a friend who's doing this for you.
Was she dating someone else?
On and off while we fucked probably close to a year, I'd say.
Because I would guess that there would be times where she's like, dating someone, and she was like, sorry, I can't.
Can't tonight. My boyfriend's
buddy, and I would listen to, and she'd get dropped off by the guy, and I'd see her get dropped off, and I would listen to like sad, like Knights in White Satin type music, and just look out my window and seeing her get out.
I love it.
So dude, dramatic. When you've had that moment, dude.
Have you had that moment where a girl that's hurt you, you see her get dropped off?
Dude, I had a girl that I thought I was in love with because she made out with me. Yes. I didn't realize she was just waiting for me to have sex with her, and I just wouldn't do it. I didn't think that was a possibility. She was so hot. She just talk, put your hand on her knee, and you just bone her up. And then we made out a few times. Then my friend Darren, I knew he was going over there, and I stayed on the deck of the Dorchester Hall for hours waiting for him. And then I saw him walk across the quad, seething, just seething. And it's like, I know, looking back, what a loser.
Oh, my God. I had one where there was a stripper in my building. She said she was like a bartender that was at the strip club. But it was like, I had a twofold with her. I hooked up with her, and she was hot. And I was like, this is awesome. What a cool thing. And then this like fat hippie that lived under me was like, yeah, she sucked my dick like 3 days ago. And I went, what's up? And then that was like the sink. And then I was on my balcony smoking a cigarette, and she pulled up in the strip club limo and got out. Uh-huh. And these random dudes in the apartment complex were just playing beer pong on their shitty patio. And she was like, hi. And they're like, do you want to play beer pong? I could only hear like a little bit of it. And she was like, I'd love to. And I watched her walk in that apartment, and I was like, damn, dude, this girl is just relentless. Oh. This girl's a relentless whore.
Do you know of like
she should be a stripper?
You know, of like
I hope she's alive, dude.
Again, of those weird cult things that get people wrapped up into.
Yeah,
like to go back to some of that shit. That's something they said that resonated with me yesterday. Again, it's just like a way I get what they're saying. They get you with logic.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And then start pumping illogical things into you.
And they tell you they can fix something in you.
Right, but they made a really good point about, they were like, people don't think they're in control of your sadness or your anger. They think you're not in control of that. But you are completely in control of that. In fact, when you're feeling those things, you're feeling an actual enjoyment. Do you remember that, Lou? You're feeling an actual enjoyment in feeling that way, and it's kind of what we're talking about. You want to see them get dropped off.
Yeah.
Because, do you know what I mean? Like you want to see because you want to feel that thing. You're trying to get that feeling.
It's the reason you play with a loose tooth.
Yes.
With your tongue.
Yeah.
But it's
like, hurts a little, and you're like, oh, nice.
But it reminds me, like, when I was, when my long girlfriend from when I was, like, before Carla.
Yeah.
High school. Yeah, Jay, yeah.
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah, Jay, yeah.
Yeah.
When I was dating her, and like when we broke up and she broke up with me, on my way home, the area, like the neighborhood where the guy she like left me and started dating for was like en route home. So I would, you know, it's like 8 blocks or whatever, you know. Sure. What I mean? So I would like loop around and like that thing just like, you know, it's like take 10 minutes, but like look for her car because, and when you find the car, not only do you want to see the car, part of you wants to see the silhouette of like her head going down.
You need to. Like, you need to see it.
Yeah, you got to go. And just because you get there, you go, no, my heart.
Oh, turn the knife.
I had one. I went out to a show with this girl, and I was fully dating her. And we went to a show at the gig with a smell. And then it was like the band was like Brazilians. And they're like, you want to hang out later? And I was like,
oh, no.
To all of us. And I was like, do you want to go hang out? And she goes, nah, I'm just going to go home and paint. And I was like, oh, okay. Dropped her off at home. Went to the store. Dice was there with Eleanor, and he's like, what'd you do tonight? I told him, I was like, dropped off, you know, she went home, and he goes, no, she didn't. And I was like, what? Oh. He goes, nah, man, she didn't. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, does she usually want to go home and paint? I'm like, no, dude, you're wrong. You don't know this girl. He goes, oh, go see if her car's still there. And I went, and it wasn't. And then I had to try to remember which hotel they say they bet. Drove all the way down Sunset, then all the way back. I'm like, I think it's this one. Went through the parking garage over until I saw the car.
Oh,
and yeah, I needed to see it.
And then, you know,
I called
her
the next day.
It sucked, but there was also a kind of like a,
well, here's what sucks.
At least I'm right.
You're like,
but yeah, but the suck also, the suck of that also.
Oh, that's some good pain.
What hurts more than her going home and then going back out, this thing, was that before she even left you.
She knew.
Not only did she know, she said to somebody in that camp,
oh, fuck.
Like, yeah, let me.
Right.
Let me get rid of him, and then I'll be. You
know, let me go get my car, and I'll be over.
That means to a group of people, they were like, "That's almost the thing that ends up hurting me most." It goes, hey, I'm gonna get rid of this fat dumb shit and drop him off and get him out of my face.
Yeah.
So then, or the band then I can go like, have fun without being with this loser.
Yeah. And you're like, or the band was like, can you get rid of the guy?
Just
come
ditch
over.
Me.
Yeah. Just ditch me. Just
ditch me. Don't tell people.
Yeah, you don't even have to fuck it. We don't have to even.
Yeah, I'm just realizing that because I called her the next day. I was like, so what'd you do last night? She goes, actually, I think she thought she was caught. She goes, I actually, you know, couldn't really think of anything to paint. So I actually ended up going out. Just, you know, I met those guys. It was cool. We just hung out, talked. I didn't, like, how'd you know what room they're in? What are you talking about?
Yeah, a little pushback. I would roll over so easy.
Roll over.
In high school, when that girl was like, before homecoming, she's like, I have a boyfriend now. And I was like, yeah, I mean, we could probably still go to homecoming. There's no pushback. You're like, not like, all right, well, then fuck off. Later, dude.
Yeah, I wish I was a man enough to be like, eat shit. Fuck you. Get a loss.
Yeah, it's so hard to do.
No, not when you're that age.
No,
yeah, you're like, there's a handful of kids that did, but.
Even now, as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy Central's like, hey, we need you to walk away from your show. Like, okay. instead of just going, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
You deal with the press.
All right.
Okay, are you mad?
Yeah. Whatever you guys say.
Yeah, that's what it is, dude.
Oh, man. My, those pain thing, that same girlfriend, in that same time that she was like breaking up, it was the slowest breakup because she was probably also scared to, you know, we were young, so she was probably afraid also of like something different. I was all she knew since she like lost her virginity, basically.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And so like it was scary for her too, but she definitely wanted to move on. But so she would come over like in the mornings and we'd fuck. And she'd say like she's made a terrible mistake, but she's gonna fix it and like, you know, we'll be together still. And I was such a dumb, I was like, oh, okay.
Sure are.
Was this the girl that the PlayStation 2?
Oh yeah. There's that story.
This bitch.
Yeah, same story, but she would come fucking it is. She
really
does roll.
Really
by the way, she rolls.
Yeah, once the emotion's gone, you're like,
oh,
yeah,
dude, nailed
she
it.
Dominated.
Buddy, she dominated in every possible way. It was cause she would call me and or you know, she'd be like, I'm gonna come over or whatever, like, and we'd fuck. And then she'd leave, and then she'd go home. And I guess, like, her parents were so, her family was just so screwy. You know what I mean? Like, they would drive around my neighborhood looking for her car to see if she came to my place because I guess the guy she was.
Everyone's following each other like a Benny Hill hallway.
But yeah.
She was using you as an excuse. Like, I'm gonna fuck him.
You guys are just, like, driving around.
It was.
You guys are just chasing each other. You're stopping and looking. And then you're like,
and then at one point, we both come out together, me and the person chasing me, go, oh, and then we back
and
in.
Then you go out and kiss her, and then you guys running back in different doors. You're just running. The family's going.
No, so they went looking for her. So they would basically, I guess the guy she was. She ended up marrying ultimately was a friend of the family's. Do you know what I mean? So they wanted her to be with him. They did not like me at all.
Fair.
So like fair. Maybe. Probably. But they would get on her ass and be like, you were at Jay's house today. So then to prove it, like the mother would want her to prove it. So we'd fuck in the morning. This is what I remember. She's like, We're getting back together. We're together. Like, this is crazy. We're gonna be together. And I'm like, okay, great. Let's get past this. By the way, that's one of those things, like, as soon as I had my wits about me again, 3 weeks later, I would have, like, probably broke up with her. Do you know what I mean?
You're just
like,
on your heels.
I just didn't want to be dumped like this. And I remember how much it hurt and how funny it was. Fuck. Leave. 6, 7 o'clock at night, I get a call on my phone, and it would just be her mom on a three-way with her, or her mom behind her, and she had to call me and be like, I hate you so much. I hate you. And she was, everyone's saying that I was at your house today. Was I at your house today? So she calls up to be like shitty and then wants me to like support her lie.
Oh my God.
So I'd go, yeah, you did come over like this morning and we hung out all day. Yeah. And she's like, I can't believe you would say that. I love my boyfriend and you're ruining everything.
Jesus Christ.
And then like 2 days later, she'd come over again.
That is fucking wild.
Wow.
That woman was absolutely.
Also, like, give me some clues on what you want me to do for a lie.
Yeah.
You got to hint at it. I'm just guessing here.
This isn't fucking Groundlings, dude.
Was I at your house? Yeah. Why?
Fuck you!
It is so funny. Yeah.
Damn, yes and.
It's
yes,
a no and.
Yeah, you're like, no. Yes, I don't know.
Again, it would have been so funny, again, having like your wits about you to also be like, especially at that time of your life. And I was like, you know, I'd cheat on her the same way she was cheating on me. We're kids, you know?
Yeah.
And she would, if she would have been like, listen, I'll continue like, you know, let's fuck still like once a week or so, or once, twice a week still, and whatever. I go, oh yeah, I probably could have been like talked into that pretty easy. I'm like, yeah, I was already going to New York a ton. For comedy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was kind of getting out of the world of, like, giving a shit. Like I said, it was already, I think I'd already said many times that I have to break up with her.
Yeah.
But like,
it's the classic. You just don't want to get dumped, so you want to break up with her. You want to have the power. Like,
no. You'd both be fine with like, can we just hook up occasionally? It's like, sweet.
Yeah,
that's really all you had.
Chelsea Peretti talked to Pete Holmes once, and he was like, you know, I'm afraid of hooking up with these girls in the road because you know they might. It's like tough. You might want to hurt them. And she's like, oh yeah, because you're irresistible, right, Pete? one time hooking up, and that's it. They want to make a life with you. You fucking idiot. He's like, damn. All right, fair.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, when you put it like that, I guess.
Should we take our first break?
Yeah, I guess we should take our first break.
Ari Shaffir's hanging out.
New special, Jew, streaming on YouTube.
Go check it out.
His tour coming through Dallas December 1st through the 3rd, featuring Reggie Conquest.
Yeah. Cowboy game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. In January, is he a Cowboys fan?
Yeah. That's why I'm taking him.
So weird.
That's, you know what,
you're
though?
A Cowboy fan, Black Lou? Nice. Oh, yeah. Nice.
It's a thing of like, you want to say fuck you to a couple of your friends around you. That's why Che is a Niners fan.
Oh, yeah,
Everyone was New York Giants. Mm-hmm. His brother was a New York Giants fan, and he was like, Niners.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Reggie.
Black Lou, this is our year. We get disappointed in the playoffs instead of the regular season.
That's why Keith's a Cowboys fan. Same reason. Keith Robinson.
Yeah.
I know. It's so weird.
I hate them. I love hating the Eagles.
January 13th to 15th in Pittsburgh. Which we all can agree, fuck the Steelers.
Wow.
Tickets are available at arishafir.com/tour. We'll be right back. This is The Bonfire.
Bonfire.
Everything you said is true. Thanks for listening. Don't forget that The Bonfire is a radio show, a full show. We got a studio and everything. You can listen to us on SiriusXM or on the SXM app. It's basically the same thing. Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.